Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Tunnel Rats versus the Taliban, how Aussie sappers led the way in the war on terror. Written by Jimmy Thompson and Sandy McGregor, and read by Robert Meldrum. So Brigadier Ryan told his men that the next time they went out, he wanted armoured trucks piled with building materials. His troops asked him what he wanted to build with the materials, and he replied that he didn't know until he got to where they were going and asked the locals. "I felt if we didn't build credibility in the first months of our tour, we'd never build it. So really what I was after was to get some stuff moving here while some of the bigger projects like the hospital got going. So we'd turn up, we'd have a talk to the village leaders and say, what do you want? I think the first request was to do some renovations to a mosque, and we spent about 4 or 6 hours replacing the roof and the floor and the windows and all these kinds of things because the mosque was also the local schoolhouse. It was also difficult for the Taliban to attack. The sappers refined the process even further when a young corporal carpenter suggested to Brigadier Ryan that he could put together all the materials needed to do a 4-hour renovation on a local mosque. We called it the mosque kit. We'd have a quick shura, the Afghan word for a meeting of elders, secure the place and boom, renovate the mosque, boom. And we were doing all this short term to gain credibility for the red rat, which is what the locals called the red kangaroo on our badge. But what I wanted was that every time they saw that the guys who wore it, if they said they were going to do something, they did it. I told them never to promise anything they couldn't deliver. So we delivered on everything we promised to those people, and that was very important to me. This concept of backyard blitz evolved over time into a broader range of things, but it was, at its heart, getting out there, and in the very early days establishing our legitimacy and our credibility. In these early, innovative days in Afghanistan, sappers were starting to come into their own again. Mick Ryan only ever built one remote army post, and that was eventually abandoned by the Afghan police for whom it was constructed. But, on the other hand, he set a template for the reconstruction program that would be expanded and refined over the next 8 years. They made regular patrols into the Baluchi and Mirabad valleys, gradually expanding the Australian sphere of influence from its Tarancot base. Most significantly, perhaps, he also oversaw the evolution of the role of the combat engineer and the gradual acceptance by infantry that, rather than keep the engineers at the back, they needed to follow the sapper. "It was a rebirth," says Mick Ryan. "I think in the Vietnam era they understood very well what sappers did. We'd also led Namibia, I think, very, very well. But we went through the long peace, didn't we? People forgot what we were supporting. They forgot what a lot of the different elements of army did.